My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Day one of Patriots training camp at Gillette, and football coverage on WEEI is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will certainly discuss what one NFL coach said about the job he offered Bill Belichick. But we were in the middle of today's leads when we were interrupted. Curtis, good morning and hello.
Good morning, Greg. I love talking ball, but every once in a while there is an anniversary we can't forget about. Today, 20 years ago, the greatest regular season baseball game of my lifetime, A-Rod Varitek, was exactly 20 years ago today when Bronson Arroyo, we all talk about the Nomar trade, the unbelievable comeback in the ALCS, the sweep of the Cardinals, all of it. None of it happens without this day 20 years ago. Here's how it sounded.
And Varitek's walking with A-Rod. They're having words.
He just yelled.
Varitek and A-Rod are having words, and now they're in a fight. Here's Alex Rodriguez and Jason Barrett taking a fight, and both benches empty. They're along the foul line, first base side. Players from both teams are milling about.
Here's the pitch. Swing it a high drive deep to left. Back goes Sheffield. There's the bullpen, and it is gone! And the Red Sox have won it on a walk-off two-run homer by Bill Miller off Mariano Rivera. Can you believe it?
My favorite post-game quote 20 years ago, I think it was Kevin Millar, I'm not sure, was that they went 2-0 that day. They won the fight and they won the game. And I sadly left early. We don't need to go down that road. But it was an unbelievable game that really showed what we would end up learning about the true character of that team in a very small sample size in that game. But awesome day, Saturday afternoon, day game on Fox. I remember so vividly the guys came running down beneath our seats in the concession area at Fenway Park, cutting off beer sales in the fourth inning because the park was getting unruly. Just an unbelievable day 20 years ago where the current bench coach, Jason Varitek, truly became the captain of the Boston Red Sox.
And that team went on to win it all. Right. And I don't know how much of, when you look at that particular moment, you think that was a part of that whole.
That was the Pedro Zimmerman too, right? That was all?
That was the ALCS.
That
was the year before.
Yeah, okay.
But Arroyo and A-Rod have this odd relationship because you remember game 6 of the ALCS that year. A-Rod famously used the big hand swap to get the ball out of Arroyo's hands that led to the baseballs being thrown on the field. But just an awesome, unbelievable day. There will never be a rivalry in baseball like that at that time. Unbelievable.
Didn't you have an Austin Powers reference on the show earlier this morning?
That was B.A.
Sean?
Fat Bastard.
Yes. A-Rod throwing his glove is like when Austin Powers says, you threw a shoe, right. Honestly.
Who throws a shoe? I mean, honestly.
All right, Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.
Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. You know I hate to do this, but Shine was wrong. Plain and simple. I missed his lead on Monday as I was out, but he talked about this kerfuffle of Noah Kahan and Zach Bryan hating each other. Noah was pissed because Zach stood him up for his concert on Friday at Fenway. Yeah. And, you know, he was upset about it. Well, Brianna Chicken Fry, who we introduced Curtis to yesterday, is Zach Bryan's girlfriend. She was in attendance at Fenway on Friday for Noah Kahan's concert. She released a TikTok to set the record straight.
Thank God.
And here that is.
Okay. It's really funny, honestly. We sit back and we watch all the rumors that, like, people make up, and they so indefinitely believe them. But this one is just annoying the out of me because I keep seeing it all over social media and it's not about me, so I feel like I have to defend it. I saw like a few comments here and there about it because I went to the Noah Kahan show, but then I just saw this video. Zach Bryan bailed on Noah Kahan sold out show at Fenway Park at Saturday because he was too drunk. And then this stupid makes a video. It's like a blind item and she's like, you are the company you keep and the company's always gonna drag you down, talking about me. It's just so funny because you guys are always wrong. He didn't even come to the concert, you dumbasses. He didn't even come to the show. Here's a text right before. Doing okay, baby. Almost there. Johnny won't shut up that you're not there. Blah, 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 blah. What us? Whatever. This is us taking a van to the concert. He didn't come to the show because he just did a 2.5-hour set at Gillette, a sold-out mother stadium. His voice was fried, and he was going on the longest run of his life the next morning. The internet is a crazy place, and it's always wrong.
Well, sounds like Shime owes Zach Bryan an apology.
See, I don't owe anybody an apology. All I did was simply report on that blind item that came out and the TikTok that she also referenced. Mm-hmm. And so I just happened to bring it up because I was curious. Yeah. I was at the show Friday night. Mm-hmm. He said he had a great guest lined up. Unfortunately, things fell through. So, of course, everybody's head starts spiraling.
I have a question. Where did Brianna Chicken Fried put that post?
TikTok.
Is that on the internet?
Yeah.
So is she saying she's wrong?
So he was in Duxbury then.
Yeah, he was on his way there resting or something like that.
What was the big run? Yeah. What does that mean? Like he was going on a run the night tour?
He was doing more shows.
Okay. Yeah.
He was going to Orlando.
Courtney, thank you for clearing that up.
All right. You're welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So as I did a little digging here and, you know, as we get ready for the USA men's basketball team, I have to say I have zero interest in this.
Are you kidding me?
And the reason why is this. I remember the 92 Dream Team Olympics, and I was, like, super excited about that. And just, like, the greatest basketball players, you know, in America coming together to go out there and show their dominance. Well, here's a little stat from the 92 Dream Team, that they averaged a 43-point-per-game victory margin against the teams that they played.
43 points.
43 points. That was the average.
Yeah.
The average of the differential between, you know, the what they scored and the, you know, the other team scored. And then I looked and I saw another stat. They didn't have one game where they scored under 100 points. Not one. Now, I understand that it's the, what do they call it? The preliminaries?
Prelims. Yes.
Prelims. And the USA men's basketball team, which I feel like should be dominating, has already scored under 100 points in 3 games. They've played in probably 3 games where it's been pretty close against Germany. They almost lost to South Sudan. So as somebody who loves basketball and enjoys watching basketball, and the expectations are when you put this type of team together – you should be able to dominate like the 92 Dream Team did?
Well, I think they will. I think they will. And when they get to the actual Olympics.
Do you believe that, though?
Well, let me. One thing that I think you have to consider is that in 1992, there really weren't too many international players that were playing in the NBA.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of like why Tiger is having a harder time winning now. It's actually his fault because he brought so many people to golf that make it more difficult to win. The Dream Team brought so many international people to basketball that it actually makes it more difficult to win now.
Right. Well, in 1992, you had all of the NBA's best playing for the USA.
Right.
Now you don't.
Right. But if
Germany was led by some guy who was playing soccer with the hoop.
And Germany was led by some guy who was playing soccer with the hoop this year. Name me one German.
Well, Dirk Nowitzki's pretty good. He's not on the team, but there's been a lot of German basketball since 92.
But what I'm saying is if you look at the teams that they played, other than Canada, which was SGA, who I think he's Canadian, you still have the best players. Yeah, and I know there's other players like Serbia they're going to play in game one. Mm. Isn't that where the joke is from?
Yeah.
Right, so they'll have one player who will be in the – and it's similar to the 92 Dream Team. There were other teams in the Olympics during that year. I believe Tony Kukoc was on
– Croatia.
Croatia.
Yes.
So you'll have players, but there should be more dominance. Like, this team concerns me.
To me, the prelim games don't mean anything. Like, I'll wait and see.
I don't think they're trying as hard?
I don't think they do. I don't know. They're NBA players.
Greg was diagramming a box in one that they're going to use in the actual games.
Yeah, we're going 50 blue. All right.
It concerns me.
Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
All right. Since training camp starts today at Gillette, I thought I would mention the news, which came via NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell in the Washington Post, that the NFL and the Players Association have begun high-level negotiations on the 18-game season, which for many means one thing and one thing only, and that is a holiday on the day after the Super Bowl. The way the schedule would time out.
Yep.
Wiggy, you played.
Mm-hmm.
You think the players eventually agreed to add another regular season game? I would love it.
I think so because it probably will mean more money in their pocket.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's all NFL. Well, that's the majority of NFL players. If you could put more money in my pocket, I'll take it.
It ends up meaning, I think, the way they have to figure it out, two bye weeks, correct?
Would it be two bye weeks?
I think so. That's what they're talking about, which is kind of, another bye week. But you get another game out of it.
Right, well, I think the NFL and most people would love the Super Bowl to fall on that weekend.
Yeah,
And I think, and then it might help out because maybe the NFL goes, here, if we add another game, we'll eliminate a preseason game, so it's two preseason games.
Did you notice Courtney and Scheim, they heard that, and they started mouthing flex time?
I got excited, and then I said, wait, it won't matter to me.
We can't take that day off. We should not take that day off.
I agree.
We should be here after the Super Bowl.
That is correct.
Unfortunately. Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know. I think it. Why not?
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
What if we did our show 10-2 the day after the Super Bowl?
I would be in for that.
Okay.
All right. Those are this morning's leads. We're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday next. But first, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Sox shut out the Rockies 6-0 to even out their series in Colorado. Cooper Criswell struck out 5 over his 7 innings pitch. Tyler O'Neill had a bomb of a homer in this one, blasting one off 465 feet to the left field for a solo. They've got another one with the Rockies tonight, 3:10 first pitch, with Nick Pivetta taking the mound. You can hang out with Christian Arcand at 2:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Pat's training camp opens up today, 11 a.m. start for practice. We should hear from Gerard Mayo before that at 10:30. After practice, we'll hear from a bunch of different players, including Ramondre Stevenson. There is a fly around here.
It's
getting very close to
me. You want me to kill it?
Yeah, I would love that. Okay. Yeah, I don't hurt animals or flies or anything.
Alpha.
You're going to do it with your bare hand?
He'll never catch it. Be easy, Daniel, son.
Oh my gosh, missed.
That would have been
the Miyagi right there.
We'll get it. We'll
if you got that, I would have had you retire right there.
Do you know how you catch a fly that way by doing it? Do you know where you position your hands?
No, oh, God.
You position your hands slightly behind the fly. Do you know why? Because the fly, when taking off like an aeroplane, flies up backwards, not forwards. So science has determined that the best way to kill a fly is to place your hands behind it and catch the backward runway approach.
It pains me to be a wise ass, Greg, but that would have been a lot more believable had you actually just killed the fly.
I just barely missed it.
That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
By the way, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody at Granite Links. The staff couldn't have been nicer with James running around like a toddler. Yeah. Everybody was so kind, and the Quincy officers that brought the police patches.
Yes.
It's just, it is so amazingly generous and kind. So thank you to all of those wonderful people. And
James loves, like a lot of young kids, loves fire trucks and police cars. And so every time we go anywhere, road show or live show, all of the local first responders show up with stuff for James. It's awesome.
It is so kind.
Should get him in a ride-along, Curtis.
They have a touch a truck event in Needham a couple months ago. We went, and all the Needham officers, good morning. They love the show. And you got to, like, ride in or sit in the cars. It's great. We should all, never lose that. Mm-hmm. But the childlike appreciation of first responders and police officers.
Yep. Shout out Guy Pat from Quincy Police.
And Dalen.
Oh, my God. Dalen brought balloons and chocolate for James's birthday.
Yeah.
And Dalen's setting up today to Lake Winnipesaukee. Thank you, Courtney, for a fun vacation. So our nicest, sweetest listeners, Dalen and her mom. 68 degrees and cloudy right now in Boston. Afternoon high of 75.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well done, Chime. Courtney, if you see that fly again, let me know.
Okay.
I will do my best to get it the second time.
Great movie,
around.
The Fly, with Jeff
Goldblum.
Oh, yes.
Not a fan.
You weren't a fan of that movie?
No.
That was such a good movie.
Greg, what did you say again of how you catch the fly?
You put your hands behind it, and then you try to clap it with two hands together. Yep. As yes.
DM said that's how she gets you.
DM's not happy with you.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
I just got a random text from her saying didn't appreciate Curtis's comment this morning.
Oof.
Bedtime story comment.
Oof.
Sheesh. Oh, and she didn't like mine about the heels as well.
Oof. So you're both in the doghouse.
Oh, boy.
Doggy house.
Good thing bullets in the bed.
Bros over, you know, Greg. You and I.
Big, I'm in trouble. This is Smurf from Maine. Hello, Smurf.
Good morning. How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, so real quick before I get to my question, I just want to say thank you to you guys because it's been a really tough year. For me in my personal life, and you guys make me smile, laugh every day, which is what I try to do for people every day.
Oh.
So I just want to say thank you for that.
Oh.
And also, one song, one meal, and oh my God, I'm going to break down. One song, one meal, and one movie for the rest of your life. What would they be?
Ooh.
Oh my God. One song, one meal.
Mine is Shawshank Redemption, chicken, broccoli, Alfredo from Reno's in East Boston, and Iris of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, Smurf. You bleed just to know you're alive, my man.
Banger.
I love Reno's, by the way.
Yeah, Reno's is a great place. Good.
Underappreciated Italian restaurant in our city. Maybe the best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not in the North End. No disrespect to Massimo. And to Aria.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and Reno's been there forever. Mario's is really good in East Boston. So if you ever
Reno's, but Reno's has the eggplant, the pesto eggplant dish, which I would argue you can get it as an appetizer or you can get it as an entree.
Can we do a show out in there? I've never been to Reno's.
Really?
Yes, yes. We could do a separate dinner. I owe Shime the dinner at Moo because he lost 50 pounds. So he and I can do that. I was going to include everybody in that, but why don't we let's do Reno's together next week
cute.
Or the week after.
I would love it.
Yeah.
We'll get Reno.
I'll hit up Tony.
We can hit up Reno and get a reservation because it's hard to get a reservation.
Yeah, I'll hit up Tony.
Only,
and
it's only like 10 tables there.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. But my wife swears by, I don't eat seafood, but she says the lobster ravioli is the
best. Well, they're making it all right there in the back, which is hard to beat.
Oh, yeah.
So it's awesome restaurant. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, my guy, Kyle Shanahan, was on a podcast for The Athletic, and he talked about Bill Belichick this offseason and how he actually offered him a job with the San Francisco 49ers. Here is what Kyle said about that.
I did. I threw it out to him just to, I mean, he loves football so much that you never know what he would, I mean, I can't believe that he's not a head coach of a team right now. I know what I would do if I was an owner, so that shocks me. And the last thing you want to do is insult someone like Bill Belichick. But I know he just loves ball in the simplest form. So I threw it all out to him, like whatever he'd want to
do.
DC? Yeah. I was like, would you be interested? And he was very nice and appreciative, but he politely turned me down. But I think he's helping out his son a little bit. I know he's involved in Washington. You know, it could be good, too, because I'm sure he's going to be back in the league next year. And I don't know how, and I could be going against him. He could be in the NFC West. So it would have sucked if he came here and then he was going against us every week, too. So that's stuff you got to be careful about. But, I mean, he's the best. And, I mean, just I just like talking to him.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Yeah. Did he turn it down because he expects to be a head coach next season or because he loves retirement or his form of retirement, which is working in
New York? A little of both. He probably loves retirement, but how offended would you be if you're Bill Belichick and Kyle Shanahan is saying, do you want to be my defensive coordinator? Yeah. Like, well, absolutely not.
Kyle even says no. He went to him. He's like, hey, whatever you want to do, we'd just love to have you as part of the organization.
But Bill's not going to be anything but a head coach.
But he could have come and been like a consultant, Courtney, is basically what, like he could have... Kyle Shanahan was literally just offering Bill whatever he wanted to do with the 49ers outside of being head coach so that he could just be in the building. Right.
The Shanahan family is tight with Bill. Mike Shanahan was one of the lone vocal voices during Spygate publicly saying how absurd it was at a point where Bill needed him. I think Kyle should have hired him as his head coach, won a Super Bowl, and then figured out the rest. But this is the latest and greatest sign that Bill's people are telling everybody how badly he wants to come back.
All right. And the fact that Shanahan was
What?
Bill's people are vocally saying how badly he wants to come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you have Kyle Shanahan saying he cannot believe,
right,
from an owner perspective, that somebody doesn't have him as their head coach right now.
Right.
Right.
He goes, I know what I would do as an owner. And I think a lot more owners are going to be saying that after this season. Especially, I'll bet dollars to donuts in Atlanta when they win three games that Arthur Blank is going down there and MFing everybody in the front office who was like, see, you should have let me hire this guy rather than bring back Raheem Morris.
Also, just getting word that Kamala Harris called Joe Biden and offered him the job of Postmaster General. Yesterday. I don't know if he will accept it or not, but the post office could use some help, really. I mean, things are slow over there.
I need to stop watching all and reading things about the assassination attempt because it's like I can't unthink about
it. Down. They got you.
I am like rabbit hole.
Are you going
central
down the conspiracy wormholes?
They released a video yesterday with this guy from the Secret Service talking. Do you see the one where like on the roof of the building? It's like everything just feels so out of sorts. It doesn't make any sense. Why is this guy asking these people who's been arrested on the ground? They've been on the roof of the building. Why would they have any understanding of anything other than what's in front of them, which is the deceased assassin?
It's a little strange.
Very odd. Anyway.
All right. What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, as Patriots training camp opens up, it only makes sense that we hear somebody raving about Drake May since Jerod Mayo won't name him QB1. So let's go to our dear friend of the show, Devin McCourty. He joined Rich Eisen. This is what he had to say about Drake May and kind of what he gleaned from the clip on Hard Knocks of Drake May.
What did you glean from that Hard Knocks with Drake May? What did you take away from that?
I get excited because I think that's the hardest part of playing quarterback. I think nowadays you see so many quarterbacks that have this unbelievable talent, whether it's being able to run, whether it's having this great arm talent. But like, what does that actually mean? It doesn't mean anything until you can go into a huddle or sit in front of a board or get on the field and deliver in 2 minute situations or on third down over and over again. And the part of that is understanding what the defense is giving you and then knowing what you can get into and what you have to get out of as a quarterback. I always remember Brady always talking about that. His true gift was being dual threat, and it wasn't being dual threat as a runner, but it was being dual threat of not putting the offense in bad plays. I think when you watch Drake May do that as a young guy coming into the league and being able to do that and process things pretty fast, you get excited. You see that and you're like, all right, that's what I want my quarterback to have. I think that's what the NFL is truly about.
He's so good.
Yeah, he is.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Breaking everything down.
Yeah, I don't like the – I heard Foyer talking about this yesterday. I agree with him. Like, the whole blackboard thing, like, all right, whatever. Like, you know, so you can regurgitate a play in, you know, those type of things.
Okay, but I mean, that's important.
It's not, and Foyer's right, not in today's game, because you have a giant.
If you're Cam Newton.
Well, you have a giant wristband.
Wiggy loved a quarterback who couldn't identify the mic.
Oh, he could identify the mic. The mic, you know, listen, depending on the offense, the mic changed, but I'm not going to go too deep into the weeds and give people like this headache of, you know, like, oh, the X and O's, but you got this giant wristband on your wrist, and the offense coordinator is going, hey, run play two. You look down and you go, okay, play two, and you call it in the huddle. The bigger thing for me is, can he make those pre-snap adjustments when things are moving around? Mm-hmm. It's easy if I go up on that whiteboard right there and I draw this up. It's easy, but now when you got 5-6 guys in front of you,
yeah,
coming at you, and pre-snap, they're rolling and doing all types of stuff, and then the ball snapped. Can you make that adjustment then?
Well, and is that not maybe a reason why Jerod Mayo has Jacoby Brissett as his number one heading into training camp today? Because he's already experienced that.
I just make this clear? That would be the biggest offense to Jacoby Brissett if before they even play a training camp practice, he says that Drake May is ahead of him.
So he can't do that.
No.
So it's nonsense and gibberish from Jerod Mayo.
It's not nonsense and gibberish. It's the only thing you can say, because factually, Jacoby Brissett is more pro-ready. He's played a professional game.
Right.
Drake May is in his first training camp. He has to prepare and have something to work towards.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just talent-based, Drake May is far ahead of Jacoby Brissett.
And the thing that you learn, and see, I get what Mayo's saying, but I also know from being in there, the best way to learn is being on the field, live reps. It's so much different. The more live reps you get, the more the game slows down for you, and the more you're able to understand what's going on. You're able to see it. You're able to make better decisions. Every time you get in there, your first time in, it's going a million miles a minute.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's why I'm like, play the kid.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's pivot over to the Red Sox here for a moment, because the trade deadline is slowly approaching, and we've had a discussion about this yesterday with Wiggy about the Red Sox possibly adding at the deadline. Will they, won't they? Well, one player has said outright that he wants the Red Sox to add before the deadline. That would be Tyler O'Neill. He joined Rob Bradford on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. Bradfo, you're podcast is skyrocketing. I suggest investing in better microphones. Oh. But this is what Tyler O'Neill said to Bradfo.
You're going
to
get an email from Ken.
Matt, I really hope you buy. I really hope you do. Yeah, for me, is that the vibe you get in here?
Yeah, of course. We want to buy, Matt. We want to go out. We want to compete for a postseason spot. I want to see what Boston's like in the postseason. I want to see what that looks like, you know. And you know, I've seen it on TV, but I want to feel what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think we have a really good shot at that. And you know, I think if they want to add some pieces, they'll add some pieces. And if they don't deem that to be the path, then it's out of my hands.
So I think he said he wants to see what it feels like to be a playoff team here in Boston, because he's seen it on TV, but he hasn't been a part of it. I love that.
Yeah.
And he said add some pieces, you know, and hopefully they do add some pieces.
Which everybody now is at the point now with that's the expectation.
Well, they won last night, so
right.
that that helps.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we all expect, and we all think it'll be something. Then the question is, are we happy with the added? You're right, Sean. That was like a bug at like a John Gotti club.
Well, I mean, Bradfell has this very successful podcast. His brand is everywhere. You know, everybody has a T-shirt, and yet he's recording
well, he's
on a potato.
Talent. He needs an engineer with him. It's not his job to
that's
do everything.
Fair. Right.
That's Ken's fair. Fault.
Yeah. I mean, he can't be asking the riveting questions and adjusting the mic level. Right. That's.
By the way, speaking of our fearless leader, off to California today.
Oh, Ken is.
Yeah.
Wow. Vacation.
He's doing his ballpark trip.
Left coast.
This is his second vacation I think he's taken in the last month.
Yep. You know, when the going gets hard, go on vacation.
Get you some In-N-Out burger while you're out there.
Yeah, well deserved.
We will hold the fort down.
Yep.
He also weighed in on the new open, Greg.
What did he say?
He said, really liked the open, and then gave me a couple constructive critiques to kind of edit it down. Well, no. Just for editing purposes. He doesn't want to change it. Just wants to make it as best as it can be. So I respect that about Ken.
Right now, thank you, Ken. I can picture it. On JetBlue, Ken is having a Bloody Mary mix, no booze.
Boss, mine.
You know, there's a scientific explanation for why you order a Bloody Mary on a plane. Have I ever mentioned that?
No, but the person next to Ken ordered a double.
What is it?
Huh?
What is it?
It has something to do with your body and the change in altitude, and it makes you crave tomato juice.
Oh. I don't know how people drink it. It's disgusting.
Gross.
I love tomato juice.
My wife had one. I was like,
I love tomato juice.
That's old man. People,
it's not old man vibes.
It really is.
It really is. She got a spicy one, too.
Well, I like a spicy Bloody Mary, but drinking just straight tomato juice is for old people.
Or serial killers.
It is.
You grew up during the Civil War.
And by the way, I prefer Campbell's. Campbell's makes the best tomato juice.
Goodbye, young demo.
My old man, the late Barry Hill, used to drink Clamato, which is the clam and tomato juice.
Oh,
disgusting.
What?
Actually, DMs told me yesterday she had to go buy a juicer.
Can you stop with the DM stuff? She's getting very angry. She doesn't like it.
Oh, she's never angry.
She doesn't like it.
Uh-oh.
I, for one, am stopping immediately.
Somebody's in trouble.
Doesn't appreciate
it. No, I met her for the first time yesterday. She's lovely.
Mm. Thank you, Shaq. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Wish she said the same about you.
Oh.
That's fine.
All right.
She was the only one who had my back at that table.
Yes, she did have your back at the table. Yes, she did. When Wiggy was all over you about how your dog is out of control.
Trying to help Courtney out. Her dog is out of control. I'm trying to help her out. When you live in the
Courtney's dog yesterday was humping more people than P. Diddy.
Oh. No. He didn't hump one. I was very proud.
You're back.
I was very proud. Not a single red rocket and not a single hump.
No, your dog definitely.
Yes.
He just gave a hug. There was no hip thrust.
Was sexually assaulting people without their consent.
All right. We're going to get to the news next, including Florida, not like the rest of us, where prenup rage led to soon-to-be bride violence. That and the rest of the news next.
It's time for...
She knows so long as she was denied, her freedom can never be secured.
The news.
Technically not supposed to be here.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Maybe they were surveying him. Surveillancing.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Terminator is a quadruped robot.
On WEEI.
Two Massachusetts state police troopers linked to the Karen Reed case are now facing an internal investigation. Mm. So this is on top of the Michael Proctor situation. Mm. This is new. The state police announced yesterday that while still on full duty, Detective Lieutenant Brian Tully and Sergeant Yuri Buchanek are the subject of an active internal affairs investigation. They also said the investigation of a third trooper, Lieutenant John Fanning, has concluded and classified as unfounded. They didn't have enough evidence to see of any wrongdoing for the third. But for Buchanek and for Tully, they are now part of the internal investigation.
Well, they were all a part of the text chain.
Correct.
Which was going on, and some inappropriate things were sent as a text message in there. So we'll see what happens, I guess, with that.
What a cluster F, though, for the Commonwealth.
Yes.
Because the things that they've uncovered while trying to investigate Karen Reed is upsetting.
Well, how much do you think it's going to cost them to retry the whole thing? I mean, it seems like you were unable to convict.
Right.
And so move on.
Doesn't it feel like the latest and greatest example of our government not working for us, but for themselves?
Yeah.
Like this is in what way does this serve the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Very weird. I tried to warn you guys that something's up in the ocean, and everyone laughed at me, and every day there's a new story out of the ocean.
Well, to be fair, you were referencing a video from months prior.
Well, and that was a warning to me, and something is up in the ocean right now. Yeah, a humpback whale off the New Hampshire coast landed on a fishing boat, throwing two people into the ocean yesterday morning.
This is terrifying.
If you're watching on Twitch, the video is there.
Wiggy just decided no cigarette boat a week from Friday at the Tipsy Seagull.
My wife is always trying to get me out to go whale watching. I'm like, nope, hell no.
Wiggy, is that whale better behaved than Harry?
By far. That's just a friendly whale eye, is what Courtney will tell you.
So that was like an accidental breach?
Yeah, it seemed like these two were fishing, and the whale was trying to eat the little fish that were under the boat, came up, and then landed on the boat.
Everybody okay?
Everybody's okay. The two teenage boys that you see in the forefront of this video that are driving away were able to go pick up the two that were thrown into the ocean. Wow. We can hear from one of the men on board, Greg Pocket, on WCVB.
Truly grateful to them in their quick thinking, because they were the ones who were making the video, and they just, dropped everything, zoomed right over and plucked us out.
Wow.
Very lucky.
Teenagers are driving boats. Good for them.
It's a baby f***ing wheel, man. Holy s***. We are witnessing a baby f***ing wheel right here, dude.
That's it, dude.
Yep.
Dude.
Wow, they're lucky.
Yeah, very that's lucky.
Lucky crazy. To be alive.
They're lucky they're not like our friend who got stuck in the mouth of a whale.
That's right.
Swallowed up.
Yep. Yes. There's a crazy video making its rounds of an explosion at Biscuit Basin at Yellowstone that left tourists running for their lives. This video's nuts. Folks were watching from a boardwalk as large amounts of black and white water started shooting up in the air at the geyser.
Those people.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Yellowstone is beautiful, but it seems like there are oftentimes tourists who are injured, whether they're getting too close to the animals or a geyser is going off.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, if the boardwalk is there, then you have to imagine that it's safe to walk.
Yeah.
We have the audio of this all going down.
Run, run, run! Run! Run!
Oh my God. Max, keep going, keep going. We are getting out of here.
Wow.
Which percentage of the people ran and which stood there and took a selfie?
Good amount.
A decent amount stood.
That took the picture on the Instagram.
I'm always fascinated by these people. What is the...
What's the allure of looking at
a giant hole in the ground?
It's pretty. It's unbelievable what our Earth looks like. You know?
Okay. They're fascinated by science and nature, Wiggy. You have no interest.
It's like, all right, if you see pictures of it, it's beautiful, but I have no allure or what's the word I'm looking for?
Interest
of walking 5 feet away from a volcano just to look at it. Like, I never understand why people do that.
I mean, Curtis, I would assume that you will probably at some point take James to Yellowstone. It's
Maybe.
No?
I'm far more interested in taking him to, Disney? Europe or Italy or you know, Storyland.
I didn't have you pegged as a Euro.
Oh, my God. Italy? I would move to Italy today if I could.
Euro summer.
Yeah, like the countryside or the Amalfi Coast.
I've never been to a hostel. I hear they're lovely. I stayed at nice hotels.
I get that. There's no harm in that. It's a beautiful place.
Right,
you know, you want to look at the Colosseum. There's no harm in that. But some of these people, they want to go to the edge and walk 10 feet away from a volcano. A giant, what is it, geyser?
Yeah, the geyser.
I don't know. I just don't get it.
All right, we get to take a break.
Okay.
But we will get to the rest of the news, including what happened in Florida, not like the rest of us. And a little prenup rage, which led to soon-to-be bride violence. We'll get to that next.
It's time for...
She knows so long as she was denied, our freedom can never be secured.
The news.
Technically not supposed to be here.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Maybe they were surveying him. Surveillancing.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with five locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Terminator is a quadruped robot.
On WEEI.
Two Massachusetts state police troopers linked to the Karen Reed case are now facing an internal investigation. Mm. So this is on top of the Michael Proctor situation. Mm. This is new. The state police announced yesterday that while still on full duty, Detective Lieutenant Brian Tully and Sergeant Yuri Bukenik are the subject of an active internal affairs investigation. They also said the investigation of a third trooper, Lieutenant John Fanning, has concluded and classified as unfounded. They didn't have enough evidence to see of any wrongdoing for the third. But for Buchanek and for Tully, they are now part of the internal investigation.
Well, they were all a part of the, at times, the text chain.
Correct.
Which was going on, and some inappropriate things were sent as a text message in there. So we'll see what happens, I guess, with that.
What a cluster F, though, for the Commonwealth.
Yes.
Because the things that they've uncovered while trying to investigate Karen Reed is upsetting.
Well, how much do you think it's going to cost them to retry the whole thing? I mean, I mean, it seems like you were unable to convict.
Right.
And so move on.
Doesn't it feel like the latest and greatest example of our government not working for us, but for themselves?
Yeah.
Like, this is, in what way does this serve the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very weird. I tried to warn you guys that something's up in the ocean, and we're
nobody
watching
listened.
It unfold.
Nobody listened.
Yeah, nobody. Everyone laughed at me. Everyone laughed at me. And every day, there's a new story out of the ocean.
Well, to be fair, you were referencing a video from months prior.
Well, and that was a warning to me. And something is up in the ocean right now. Yeah, a humpback whale off the New Hampshire coast landed on a fishing boat, throwing two people into the ocean yesterday morning.
This is terrifying.
If you're watching on Twitch, the video is there.
Wiggy just decided no cigarette boat a week from Friday at the Tipsy Seagull.
My wife is always trying to get me out to go whale watching. I'm like, nope, hell no.
Wiggy, is that whale better behaved than Harry?
Oh, yeah, by far.
That's just a friendly whale eye, is what Courtney will tell you.
So that was like an accidental breach?
Yeah, it seemed like these two were fishing, and the whale was trying to eat the little fish that were under the boat, came up, and then landed on the boat.
Everybody okay?
Everybody's okay. The two teenage boys that you see in the forefront of this video that are driving away were able to go pick up the two that were thrown into the ocean. Wow. We can hear from one of the men on board, Greg Pocket, on WCVB.
Truly grateful to them and their quick thinking, because they were the ones who were making the video, and they just, dropped everything, zoomed right over and plucked us out.
Wow.
Very lucky.
Teenagers driving boats. Good for them.
It's a baby f***ing wheel, man. Holy s***. We are witnessing a baby f***ing wheel right here, dude.
That's it, dude.
Yep.
Dude. Wow, they're lucky.
Yeah, very
that's lucky.
Lucky
crazy. To be alive.
They're lucky they're not like our friend who got stuck in the mouth of a whale.
That's right.
Swallowed up.
Yep.
Yes.
There's a crazy video making its rounds of an explosion at Biscuit Basin at Yellowstone that left tourists running for their lives. This video's nuts. Folks were watching from a boardwalk as large amounts of black and white water started shooting up in the air at the geyser.
Those people.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Yellowstone is beautiful, but it seems like there are oftentimes tourists who are injured, whether they're getting too close to the animals or a geyser is going off.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, if the boardwalk is there, then you have to imagine that it's safe to walk.
Yeah.
We have the audio of this all going down.
Oh my God. Max, keep going. We are getting out of here.
Wow.
Which percentage of the people ran and which stood there and took a selfie?
Good amount.
A decent amount stood.
That took the picture on the Instagram.
I'm always fascinated by these people. What is the
What's the allure of looking at
a giant hole in the ground?
It's pretty. It's unbelievable that what our Earth looks like. You know?
Okay. They're fascinated by science and nature, Wiggy. You have no interest.
It's like, all right, if you see pictures of it, yeah, it's beautiful, but I have no allure or what's the word I'm looking for?
Interest
of walking 5 feet away from a volcano just to look at it. Like, I never understand why people do that.
I mean, Curtis, I would assume that you will probably at some point take James to Yellowstone.
Maybe. No? I'm far more interested in taking him to, you know, like Disney? Europe or Italy or Disney or, you know, Storyland.
I didn't have you pegged as a Euro.
Oh my God, Italy? I would move to Italy today if I could.
Euro summer.
Yeah, like Curtis. The countryside or the Amalfi Coast.
I've never been to a hostel. I hear they're lovely. I stayed at nice hotels.
I get that. There's no harm in that. It's a beautiful place. Right, you know, you want to look at the Colosseum. There's no harm in that. But some of these people, they want to go to the edge and walk 10 feet away from a volcano. A giant, what is it, geyser?
Yeah, the geyser.
I don't know. I just don't get it.
All right, we get to take a break.
Okay.
But we will get to the rest of the news, including what happened in Florida, not like the rest of us. And a little prenup rage, which led to soon-to-be bride violence. We'll get to that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.